everyone.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are
Soul Sisters.
Before we start, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like, comment, put on the post notification. You see, that's how I attack it.
Like, share, comment. Yeah, like that. Like, tell us.
And all of that. And ask us questions. And also, you can also comment the topics you want us to talk about.
Yeah. All that's right. Fun conversation.
Yeah.
So, what are we talking about today?
Why are you always asking me that?
I feel like they think.
Okay, let me reverse it. So, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about quieting the noise. Okay. What noise are we quieting?
The noise of... Look at this girl who set me up. She set me up. Okay, what noise are you... Because, okay, guys, so, it is like this because we don't have a script, right? Because
yeah.
That is what
unscripted, undiluted, and just what we think about these topics. So... Okay, so let me
sometimes we've had the conversation and sometimes we've not had the conversation. Like this one.
Yeah, like we've not had the conversation at all.
Okay, we have. Yeah.
Have we?
That's not the point.
Okay, so first of all, I think quieting the noise is feeding off of what I posted this a long time ago about quiet noise in one of my quotes. And you know, noise can be a lot of other people's opinions about you and other people's thoughts.
Yeah.
That when you are by yourself, when you are on your own, you notice that it is their voices, it is their words, it is their tweets that you begin to think about and you begin to imagine.
Yeah.
So when you want to probably take a decision, let's say, for example, and I don't know why this example comes into my head, you want to get a girlfriend. Right, and then you've seen on social media that they're like, this is the, if your girl is doing this, then she's the one.
Yeah.
If she's doing this, then she's the one. So you begin to think about that and put your life standard based off of that.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of noise.
A lot.
Because it is not...
And I know that from personal experience.
Yeah, because it's not the opinion of the one that created you. Imagine, and I always use this example, like imagine, and I'll stop now. Imagine when someone, when they created the iPhone, right? And they created it to have like its own iOS and have like unique features and everything. What if the iPhone started acting like BlackBerry and you started pinging on it? It's not doing what the creator wants it to do.
Yeah.
It's off. Like it's outside of its purpose. So.
True.
You taking like other people's opinion is just off for your own thing.
Yeah.
It's good to take, it's good to be inspired.
Yeah.
It's good to be motivated
by the right people.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be motivated.
Yeah.
But you know, the ones that will stick with you should be outside of the noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks
I was saying, like, I've had a personal experience, I mean, in my relationship, where you read things about, you know, how a guy is supposed to treat you like a queen, how a guy is supposed to, you know, open the doors for you, how a guy is supposed to carry all the grocery bags, and how a guy is supposed... All of those things are nice, but when you begin to put that pressure on your man that did not see that growing up, and then you just automatically expect that he does... those things for you, like that is noise. Like, so sometimes I just, whenever I read things like that and it begins to affect, whenever I read it then and it affected me, I'll take it to the Father, I'll take it to God in prayer, and I won't lie, sometimes I reacted to it. So like, it is definitely a lot of noise that needs to be quiet by going to the Father, to God the Father. Right, so another noise though are the people closest to us. The people that we hold dear, our family, our sister, our mom, you know, like, there are certain ways that our parents want us to do things, and you, when you grow up, when you're living in your purpose and working in your purpose, you know that, okay, this is not what I want to do, I want to do this. And yeah. then that voice of your mother's screaming in your ear, and it makes you second guess or the father. Opinion or the perspective that your sister or your brother had about something, it keeps ringing in your head, stopping you from taking the step that you need to take, stopping you from doing what you're supposed to do.
Let me share one like personal thing in detail. Like when we were younger, remember, like dad used to, like, you know, when he got angry, he used to like shout and call me so many names. Now, when I grew up,
I remember a name, destructive.
Yes, he used to call me like a destructive girl.
Yeah.
So I noticed like I started having destructive behaviors.
Yeah.
In so many things. So I had to like pinpoint that name and pinpoint those things and be
it
like,
took a while.
Break away from that. Like,
yeah.
I'm not like, I had to like speak over my own life and break it off. Like, even.
Yeah. I remember that they called you that.
For you to even remember, that means it's strong. You told me.
Yes. I repeated it to you.
I didn't know the meaning, I was literally a baby, but that's not an excuse.
That is to say, children just imitate what the parents see. When you call you a street, you are so destructive, a lot of that. So what, in one of our fights that we had there, I said you are so destructive, you know, and I don't even knew, you know, you didn't know the meaning at that time.
Yeah,
so when you probably grew up, like, and all of that, and then you cry to daddy
that called me destructive.
Yes. You cried to him and he said that Mutayose called me destructive.
For me, can you imagine?
Yeah, you don't remember all this.
I don't remember. But for
and
me,
and then he was like, Sammy, stop calling your sister destructive, we are going to have a problem with that, you know. So
can you imagine? He that started the whole thing defended me.
Yeah.
And because I couldn't be angry with dad when he called me that.
Yeah.
But I could be angry with you. Maybe like I felt bad
some
for
sort
being
of way.
Like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so, when I started my personal development journey that I was like, okay, so what are these
words
and destructive patterns, and where did they come from?
Yeah. So, yeah. And things that, you know, people say to you that, you know, just random people that don't even mean anything.
Yeah.
I remember then when we were hustling, when we were still hustlers. I'm not more hustler, I don't hustle. I'm a child of God, I don't hustle.
Yeah, we just walk into the door that God has.
So, like, I remember when we were hustling and you were doing this ushering job thing. And I was like, okay, maybe I should join you so that we double the income.
No, I'm just imagining you standing in heels for like hours.
I hate heels, guys. She doesn't. I can wear sneakers or knitting.
She doesn't like heels.
So I remember that, and then you send the picture to the agents that gives you the job, the guy. I wasn't even big, right?
Yeah.
And then he said, this one looks pregnant.
I know this person.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
I can talk about it now because I dealt with it. You know, and I'm saying,
I didn't know
because
that made you feel like extra bad.
Yeah, it did make me feel bad. And my stomach was not even big to me. Yes. I've not had that.
It wasn't big now. It wasn't big. Those people, and this is why I got out of that
scenario.
Like, those people are so judgy.
Do you remember when somebody said, when you wanted to be a model, and somebody said you needed to work on your cheeks?
Yes.
And then she was chewing gum for
so I wanted to be a, that time I was teen. I wasn't skinny.
She was teen.
Now
she was teen.
Now I'm
teen. She was a teen human being.
I was teen, but my family,
flat stomach everywhere was
my
flat.
Mom, you know, has this chick. So my family has like chicks. We have,
and it's so cute, guys. It's so cute.
So he told me to be drinking tea, to be fasting every Monday, and then be drinking
and
tea.
And she was doing it. I was
and
so worried.
And then be chewing gum, so just to make me have contour.
Look at this beauty! Imagine this chick was not here.
Beauty. Do you know, now that I'm thinking about it physically, I have like huge lips. If we look at the artistic work that God did.
Oh my God!
I have like huge lips.
Yeah.
their plum.
Yeah.
Which people are paying.
Which people are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars.
To get, like, so I have that. If my cheeks were thin, my mouth would be like that filter, that pillow filter.
Oh, well, you need to be like...
My... Like,
okay,
so if my cheeks were...
Okay, I get what you're saying now.
So the cheek...
Complimenting the lips.
Like, I had to think about how God created me.
God is perfect. Yes. Like, he does not make mistakes.
Like,
it doesn't.
So, if he had given me your body type, I would be able to handle it.
Like, my boob type.
Yeah.
On this body. Like, you know.
So, it's just perfect. However, I made somebody is perfect. So, people telling you different things.
Yeah, people are going to have their opinions, but it doesn't mean that's who you are. Exactly. And I know that you read online a lot. You read on the internet all these quotes that people's opinions don't matter. You say it, but then in your real life, they're actually mattering. Because whenever I said mattering, because whenever anybody says something to you, you get in your room, you come in your room, and then you start feeling bad about it, or you unconsciously start walking towards it.
And even then, they used to say, oh, I was too dark for ushering jobs.
Wow.
And, you know, you...
I remember that you will now buy cream. I'll be rubbing it.
Now, I don't even, like...
You don't even try. You fresh, girl. You know? You fresh.
Anyways, so...
People will say things to you. They don't even know who you are. And they will just say things to you. That is why... I can't even imagine what celebrities go through.
Yeah.
Going through all of the negative noise.
Yeah, there's so much noise. So,
like, people telling them about their lives when they don't know them.
Yeah.
People judging them based on a post, based on a comment, based on, you know, just a statement that they made about something.
And before we go, like, what of the person that you really, really hold in high esteem? And the person tells you something.
Don't lie. There are some things that, you know, you have to quiet in your mind from me.
Yeah.
Because I'm somebody you hold in high esteem.
Yeah. But yes. But thank God you have sense. So, if not, there'll be a lot of quieting. But thank God, like, we are lying. You know, what I just had to pull myself out of is just, like, always wanting to seek your approval before doing something.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I'm very happy that you walk towards that. Like, you broke that. You're an extremist, though. But, yeah.
I don't leave. I'm in Japa.
She don't leave me. You know, so, yeah, an extremist. So, I think we still have a lot to talk about quieting because there's a lot of noise.
We've not talked
about the people that are successful noise. We've not talked about the people that are making money noise. We've not talked about the people that are getting married noise. We've not talked about the people that are having children noise. We've not talked about the people that are looking fine dope noise. There's so many
noise. There's so much noise, especially even people that are trying to, like, get you, you know. We've not talked about all these slay mama noise. Like, and we've not talked about trending noise.
Yeah! So many noise, man. I'm stressed from the noise. But anyway,
but make sure that, like, okay, so, but before we sign out.
I wanted to do it again.
So, but I just, like, you need to be able to quiet the noise and then hear yourself think.
Yes, I urge to always make a closing remark as a personal development strategist.
3 steps on how you quiet the noise.
Okay, guys, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube. Please subscribe, boy. Encourage. Alright, okay, so until next time, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Bolu.
And together we are
Soul Sisters. Finally, you did it.
Yeah.